What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are closed. I've got a lot of news to get through here, and I don't want to be taken off topic. So anyway, going on over to Syria, the reality is for anybody who's objective, the U.S. lost that one. Assad is still in power. That was the original. We have to save the people of Syria from the evil tyrant Assad. I mean, they keep using the same lines all over again. We have to save the people of Venezuela from the evil Maduro. And then when that one really didn't work on out, they had the false flag chemical weapon attacks, the weapons of mass destruction, which Russia brokered a deal on. And but with Damascus firmly in control of Syria and its future, the proxy war against Syria is pretty much over. And the U.S. is trying to keep about 400 troops on the ground in there just to make it look like, you know, they didn't fly out dangling underneath a Huey helicopter like happened in Saigon. But this war was decided on the ground. It was not decided politically. In other words, they weren't able to get all this coalition government to come around and basically persuade Assad to step down. And they won't be able to do it with Maduro. And again, the U.S. shows it can be very petty and vindictive. There's this lady, Hoda Muthana, and she's a U.S. citizen. She is known as an ISIS bride because she left the U.S. to marry one of the fighters in Syria. Now, she herself, that anybody knows, did not take part in any fighting. So she cannot be deprived of her citizenship for serving in a foreign country under a foreign government. But she wants to come home now, and it's being blocked by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. He's describing her as a non-citizen terrorist. She has no legal basis for her claim of U.S. citizenship. Actually, all Hoda has to do is learn Spanish, fly to Mexico, and walk into the United States. Problem solved. Erdogan is now out there demanding that the U.S. planned Syria safe zone must be under Turkey's control. And his rationale actually makes sense. He's saying it's my border and it should be under our control. On the other side, of course, the Syrian Kurds are vowing to fight to the death if the Turks come into the safe zone. So we've got another conflict there. And again, I don't know why the U.S. is setting up a safe zone. Shouldn't that be the job of Assad and the Syrian government? It's their country, after all, here. Meanwhile, new data has come on out regarding Afghanistan, and more civilians were killed last year than in any of the previous 9 years of the now 18-year U.S. war in Afghanistan. And we're not going to win that one either. Meanwhile, the United States is still banging the war drums on China in the South China Sea. And the implications of this could be catastrophic. China's a nuclear power. And right now, I just get a sense around the world that governments are just starting to chafe at all this United States adventurism. And at some point, somebody's not going to back down, and it's going to be on for real. We could even see a spark come out from India and Pakistan. They're rattling their nuclear sabers, and, you know, while American media were talking all about Jussie's, you know, fake race attack, India and Pakistan are out there talking some very serious war talk. Nuclear war could break out in South Asia. Now, India and Pakistan have fought four wars over Kashmir since 1947. And India controls 2/3 of Kashmir, Pakistan and China the rest. This is one of the world's oldest confrontations. It's defied all attempts to resolve it. The United Nations called on India to hold a plebiscite to determine Kashmir's future, but Delhi ignored the demand, knowing it would probably lose the vote. So the Pakistan army is preparing for conflict. They're telling all of the hospitals in the area to be ready. Anyway. All righty. The... As you know, Donald Trump is in the air right now, Air Force One, on his way to Vietnam to meet with North Korea's President Kim Jong-un, who is on his way to Vietnam by armored train. And ahead of the summit, North Korean media is criticizing U.S. Democrats and other skeptics of the peace process, saying they're missing an historic opportunity and urging President Trump to ignore them. And the report warned that opponents are chilling the atmosphere ahead of the summit, would ultimately bear responsibility if the summit fails in any way. Now, analysts are trying to say that this is an attempt to sell Trump on Kim Jong-un's process, by making it look like a failure of the summit would be a vindication of the Democrats. So there's some very clever politicking going on here. All right, we're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Last week we were talking about this very strange incident in Haiti. Now, Haiti's got a genuine grassroots, you know, flaming torches and pitchforks rebellion in progress against its very, very corrupt government. And oddly enough, this group of people, including some Americans, was intercepted and arrested. And they had all kinds of weapons, satellite phones, paramilitary type stuff. And they were, the Americans at least, were very quietly returned to the United States in cooperation with the Haitian government, making it sound like these guys may have been sent on in to possibly assassinate the leaders of the Haitian protests to shut it all down here. Now we're getting a report that there are Canadian troops patrolling the Port-au-Prince airport. And apparently the Haiti Information Project got photographs. And the big stink is that the Canadian government has not asked Parliament or consulted the public for approval to send soldiers into Haiti. They just went ahead and did it. Over in France, the LFS protesters took to the street for a 15th weekend running. In fact, the crowds were larger this weekend than last weekend. They're trying to reinvigorate their supporters. They're trying to stamp out the violence and the anti-Semitism in the movement's ranks. Well, the anti-Semitic acts are being carried out by the infiltrators, trying to create an image that all yellow vests are anti-Semites to demonize them and allow for further persecution. And right now we're seeing a flood of anti-Semitic hate crime hoaxes all over France, while Israel supporters push on the French government for even more draconian laws, including laws that will criminalize criticism of the government of Israel. This is how Israel operates. Oh, there'll be a whole bunch of anti-Semitic acts. Protect us, help us persecute our enemies. Paul Craig Roberts came on out very, very bluntly saying, who rules France? Not the French. And he's out there talking about the Representative Council of Jewish Organizations in France has instructed their puppet, President Macron, to criminalize opposition to Israel's racist state ideology of Zionism. And the puppet complied. Macron complied. The anti-Zionism is now equated with anti-Semitism. That's nonsense. That's like saying that the only reason people complain about the Nazis is they hate German people. It's ridiculous. It is completely, utterly ridiculous. Macron should be ashamed of himself, but being a politician, he had his shame surgically removed long, long ago. Okay. Now, as you know, Representative Ilhan Omar came under serious criticism for talking about AIPAC and its ability to influence politicians through money and other means. And anytime anybody says anything like that, they're denounced as an anti-Semite, unless they themselves, of course, are Jewish. And as you know, Al Jazeera did this documentary on the Israel lobby here in the United States. It was suppressed from broadcast because of the Israel lobby. And in it, they got pro-Israel lobbies talking, boasting that its money influences Washington, D.C. So it's okay if the Israelis say, we're buying your politicians, but don't you dare say it. You're an anti-Semite if you say it. Meanwhile, with the IDF engaged in strikes, apparently aimed at preventing Hezbollah from acquiring advanced weaponry, the Israeli Navy is drilling for war up in the north, off the Israeli coast. So one wonders what they're getting ready to do here. Meanwhile, the Israeli government has approved thousands more units of settler construction in the heart of Palestinian communities. Israel is pledging to settle, 2 million Jews in the West Bank. All of this illegal under international law. Now, as Israel's coming up on their national elections, Netanyahu is trailing in the polls. Benny Gantz merged with another party to form the Blue and White Party, which is now leading in the polls, which means he's probably going to be the next prime minister, which won't change Israel's policies toward Palestine. But I think a lot of people would be very happy to see Netanyahu faces corruption charges. And Netanyahu tried to build his own joint party by inviting the extremist Otzma Yehudit party. Now, these are Kahanists. They are so racist, even AIPAC doesn't like them. And Netanyahu may have overplayed his hand because a lot of people are recognizing it as an act of desperation. And they're saying it's a bad move, because they don't want lawmakers from the party of Meir Kahane into the Knesset. Anyway, the United Nations has charged Israel with unauthorized burying of radioactive nuclear waste in the Golan. And this is coming right from UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. He included that allegation in a report his office prepared for the UN Human Rights Council's 40th session. And Israel's foreign ministry spokesman, Emmanuel Nashon, it's utter nonsense. It's utter, it's laughable. It's silly, really. How ridiculous. Anyway. Now, Iran apparently has been working in the background to figure out a new way to interact with the global economy. And a senior Iranian official, Shamkhani, is saying the Islamic Republic has devised new plans to counter the U.S. sanctions, which eliminate the need for a deal with Washington. And he said, basically, negotiating a deal with the administration of Trump is wrong because it would indicate our acceptance of U.S. violations of its commitments under a 2015 nuclear deal. Another story, this one coming on out from the Times of Israel. MI6 spy chief makes secret Israel trip amid new Iran nuclear activity. Well, it's not very secret if it's in the headline. And the headline itself is a little misleading, because you read it and you think Iran is starting to do something. But they aren't. If you read the body of the article, they're basically talking about that Iran may be considering renewal of nuclear activity. And the way the article is written, they say that concerns that Iran may be considering breaching the 2015 nuclear deal. It's the United States that breached the 2015 nuclear deal. Remember what I said earlier in the show. You've got to be very careful. Everything you're getting from government and the corporate media, it is lie, it is propaganda, it is spin, it's perception management, it's consent manufacturing. Or it's distraction, conditizing. Iran has carried out its first submarine-launched cruise missile test. Now, nobody has any illusion that Iran's Navy could stand up to the U.S. Navy in that Gulf. But it's becoming very obvious that the U.S. Navy will suffer some hurt. Okay. But tensions between the U.S. and Iran are quietly escalating in the background. Over in Yemen, dozens of mercenaries who were fighting for Saudi Arabia have been killed in a strike by a domestically manufactured ballistic missile fired by Yemeni army forces on their base in northwestern Yemen province of Sa'ada near the border with the southern Saudi region of Najran. Now, the missile used is called the Badr P-1 missile. It was unveiled during a ceremony in the Yemeni capital city in October 27th of last year. It is said to have a pinpoint accuracy of 3 meters. And I'm glad that this article, which came out in Press TV, hammered home the point that this is domestically produced inside Yemen. Because otherwise, the corporate media would be screaming, Iran is sending them missiles! Iran is sending them missiles! There are signs that things may be slowing down in Yemen. I think everybody's getting tired of this. Apparently, there's going to be a joint withdrawal from two ports in Hodeidah. And actually, it's happening today. This is called the first phase of the joint withdrawal of combat forces from Yemen's Hodeidah is underway today. The Houthis are expected to withdraw from the grain port of Salif and the oil terminal at Ras Issa and withdraw at least 5 kilometers away. And that at the same time, the Saudi-backed forces are going to be backing off from the Kilo 7 road, a vital aid route that they've cut off. So at least aid will start getting on back in there. Now, last week there was a story about how the United States is getting ready to start selling nuclear technology to Saudi Arabia. And everybody starts saying, oh, weapons of mass destruction, weapons of mass destruction. Actually, they're talking nuclear reactors. There was another story from 2 weeks ago that apparently Saudi Arabia and Israel have actually secretly been buddy-buddy going back decades, and that Saudi Arabia has already acquired nuclear weapons technology from Israel. But this technology is about nuclear power plants, and critics are saying this could increase the risk of spreading nuclear weapons technology. Well, it depends. If it's a classic uranium fission reactor, then yes, what comes out the back end is plutonium, bomb stuff. And apparently Trump is going along with this because Saudi Arabian interests have been very generous campaign donors. Remember Kosovo? Kind of messed that place up a while ago. And apparently NATO is getting ready to go back on in. German politician Willy Wimmer is saying that Kosovo as a state has been planned since the 1980s. Its only purpose is to be an American aircraft carrier on the ground. And that does drive a lot of the agenda. The reason the United States grabbed Hawaii, we were the unsinkable battleship Hawaii. So here a war, there a war, everywhere a war. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials, and we will be right back.
How healthy are your arteries? diabetes. Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the wars all around the world. It's starting to get hard to find some place that's actually at peace right now. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif says the West has turned the Middle East into a powder keg with its arms sales to the Arab countries of the region, stressing that the weapons supplies have not contributed to regional security. Quite the contrary, it seems like everybody, you know, gets a bomb and they think, ooh, let's try this, test this puppy out here. And over the past year alone, Western countries have sold $100 billion worth of weapons to the countries of the Persian Gulf Cooperation Council. Did the weapons bring anyone security? No, they ratcheted up the tensions, but they make money. Eisenhower did try and warn us. Now, this next story you need to pay attention to. Okay. A federal judge last Friday, District Judge Gray Miller, has ruled that a mail-only draft is unconstitutional. We told you this was going to be coming over the years. So basically, they're now going to have young girls register for the draft, and they'll be eligible for the draft when the draft is brought back. And they can be put into combat roles. So, saw it coming anyway. Article coming on out of Time. Americans want a less aggressive foreign policy. It's time lawmakers listen to them. I'm glad that Time actually took this editorial stance. Because the American people, we are sick and tired of war. We're a war-weary people. We've had enough. We're seeing all this money flow out of our pockets, out of our country, and be basically burned up, destroying all these other countries. We didn't win in Syria. We're not going to win in Afghanistan. We're mired in Libya and Yemen. We're still stuck in Iraq. The Iraqis want us to leave. The U.S. won't. And now we're talking about going into Venezuela, Nicaragua, and Cuba. Maybe that's why the rush is on. Maybe the war hawks have realized that the American people are fed up. There are anti-war protests out there in the streets. Corporate media will not cover them. I learned that one the hard way back during the startup to the Iraq War, when there were two demonstrations side by side. One was put on by Clear Channel. It had free hot dogs and soft drinks. And that was, you know, support our troops. We're going to go into Iraq and we're going to give them what for. And the other one, of course, was, you know, a peace demonstration, which didn't have hot dogs because we didn't have any sponsors. And a news crew from a local network affiliate parked by the peace demonstration, walked right through it without even slowing down, set up their cameras and got all the video they wanted of the pro-Iraq war demonstration, packed up, walked right back through the peace demonstration without slowing, got in their van and left. Interesting little article. This came out in Global Research. It said, America's enemies, who's on the list? And the instant I saw that headline, my first reaction is, who isn't on the list? But they basically did an analysis of the countries that America views as enemies, starting with the high-priority enemies, Russia, because of its military power. It's a nuclear counterweight to U.S. global domination. China, because of its huge economic power and the growing scope of its trade, investment, and technology networks. We can't compete with them anymore, so let's just blow them up. North Korea, because of its fierce, independent foreign policies and its strategic location. Venezuela, because of the oil resources and socio-political policies. It's a challenge to the U.S.-centered neoliberal model in Latin America. Iran, again, more about the oil. Syria, strategic position. Then you have the mid-level enemies, the not-so-bad enemies. Starting with Cuba, because of its independent foreign policies and its alternative socioeconomic system, which stands in contrast to the U.S.-centered neoliberal regimes in the Caribbean, Central, and South America. Then comes Lebanon, because of its strategic location on the Mediterranean and the coalition government's power-sharing arrangement with the political party Hezbollah, which is becoming increasingly influential in Lebanese civil society. Then you have Yemen, because of its independent nationalist Houthi-led government. All right, we're going to take another break here for commercials, and we'll be right back after these few words.
Tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Oh. homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354. Or visit MIG911.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking about the nations that are on America's enemies list. And down at the bottom, while still making the list, but the least important enemies, at least for the moment, are Bolivia, because of its independent foreign policy and its defense of indigenous peoples' territorial claims, meaning don't come in here and cut down trees where the natives are living. They support the Chavista government in Venezuela. Then you have Nicaragua because of its independent foreign policy and criticisms of U.S. aggression toward Cuba and Venezuela. So now nations that criticize us are considered our enemies. Have you noticed that phrase, independent foreign policy, repeated over and over and over again in that list? And it tells us just how far along this global government, new world order, neoliberal utopia is where they're literally going after countries for having a different way of running their countries other than neoliberalism here. Over at the International Court of Justice, they have issued a ruling that Great Britain has an obligation to bring to an end its administration of the Chagos Archipelago as rapidly as possible, and all member states must cooperate with the United Nations to complete the decolonization of Mauritius. And, okay. I'm getting messages on my watch, messages on my talk screen. It's very, very busy in here. Anyway, why is this significant? Well, because the Chagos Islands are more popularly known as Diego Garcia. And the United States has a huge military base there. It's considered some place you don't want to be assigned to, but it does project a lot of power over that part of the world's oceans here. All right, we're going to go ahead and take some phone calls now. I got past the important stuff. Patty in New York City, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Michael. I have one big question. For the life of me, I can't figure out why Russia and China isn't doing anything to stop the United States, because they must know that after the U.S. takes out Venezuela and maybe Nicaragua, Cuba, and finally the prize Iran, they're coming after China and Russia. So I don't understand, especially with both countries having investments in Venezuela, why they would allow the United States to do this.
Well, first of all, the reason that Russia and China do not directly confront the United States is because we would have mushroom clouds blossoming all over the planet and Israel off to one side lapping its head off that we were all so foolish. I don't think Russia has decided not to do anything about Venezuela. I think they're going to do in Venezuela what they did in Syria, which is to simply send in all kinds of supplies, military supplies for Maduro, drag the United States into a war of attrition, which the United States cannot sustain.
Right, right. Well, I do hope they do something because, you know, if the big fear is nuclear war, I really think that if Russia and China would exert their muscle in the world, it would avoid nuclear war. I think that if they were more, like, for instance, I never could understand why Russia, when there was the UN vote in the Security Council about closing the airspace of Libya, that Russia abstained from that vote rather than saying no, which is what they did in Syria, I think. But I know the Libya vote, they abstained. And if they had voted no, we might not have been able to do harm to Libya.
Well, I think a lot of the harm we did in Libya was done more on the ground than in the air. I don't know why Russia abstained on that particular vote. But the fact is that Russia and China are exerting their muscle. It's just economic muscle, not less than military muscle. And that's why the United States is in a panic. China is making all kinds of deals with other countries. They're a manufacturing powerhouse. Same with Russia and their agricultural exports. They're all GMO-free. The United States is finding itself in a position of not being able to economically compete with Russia and China. And again, the same situation that led into both World War I and World War II. If we can't compete with this other country, let's come up with an excuse to bomb them out of existence.
Right. Well, I do hope Russia and China does something truly exciting for
I've had enough excitement for this one life. I think Russia and China are on the right course. You know, peace through commerce. Make deals. And unfortunately, they may also be just minding the clock, because I think a lot of people are looking at the United States as being very fragile. And despite its military might, we're seeing an economy that hovers at the edge of collapse. We're seeing political infighting that's just insane and public. And people have lost all trust in the government. This is a nation that really can't function much anymore. And I'm sure the Russians are looking at the parallels and saying the U.S. is going to follow the Soviet Union into the dustbin of history.
Well, it can't happen soon enough.
Okay, I unfortunately would agree with you. All right, thanks an awful lot for the phone call, Patty. We're going to let you go. And anyway, the Pentagon has been engaged in a project called the Joint Light Tactical Vehicle, or JLTV, which was supposed to partially replace the aging Humvee. And after spending $50 billion on it, it's been declared not operationally suitable by the Operational Test and Evaluation Division of the Defense Department. And in their latest report, all variants of the JLTV had issues regarding reliability, maintenance, crew situational awareness, and safety. And the Pentagon's testers said the high number of deficiencies meant the vehicles were not operationally effective for use in combat and tactical missions. So what they've just created is a very expensive run into town, pick up some beer vehicle. The Army has signed a $174 million deal for Alliant Tech Systems operations to turn existing artillery shells into smart weapons. And apparently this will be completed in 2022. All right. Turning to the domestic politics here and getting on back to the factionalization we're seeing, Steve Bannon is predicting that 2019 will be the most vitriolic year in American politics since before the Civil War. Actually, I think 2020 will be. And during an interview on Face the Nation, he said Democrats could possibly weaponize the findings from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's probe and use the investigations into Trump taking place in New York Southern District against the president, heating up political tensions throughout the entire year. Now, House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff is out there saying that if the Justice Department does not make public the full Mueller report, that Democrats will file a lawsuit to try and get it put into the public domain. And he may be hoisting on a petard right there. But, you know, Schiff was out there being interviewed by George Stephanopoulos, and he said, we will obviously subpoena the report. We'll bring Bob Mueller in to testify before Congress. We'll take it to court if necessary. And, you know, we are going to have to make this public. Well, we've already had leakers come on out and say that there really isn't anything in it. That it's a nothing burger, that Mueller found some procedural crimes. So this could turn into a huge backfire, huge embarrassment here. All righty. Jussie Smollett, as you know, has had his 15 minutes of fame. And a lot of people are still responding to it. Oh, how could he have done this? He's defamed the show. He's defamed whatever. And the fact that this case turned out to be a hoax shouldn't come as too big of a shock. And it turns out, and we've said this before, a great many hate crime stories turn out to be hoaxes. One of the most famous was Tawana Brawley. Lives were ruined. Careers were destroyed. Nothing happened to Tawana. You know, oh gee, yes, it was a lie. And you've got the Smollett case. You've got the Yasmin Saweed, Air Force Academy, Eastern Michigan, Wisconsin, Parkside, Keene College, Covington Catholic, and Hopewell Baptist burning. Racial scandals all turned out to be fakes, and they're not isolated. Now, the author of this piece was writing a book, Hate Crime Hoax, identified a data set of 409 confirmed hate hoaxes. There's another list that has some overlap, but contains 348 hate hoaxes. That's over at fakehatecrimes.org, which is a website you should take a look at. Researcher Laird Wilcox put together yet another list of 300 hate crime hoaxes in his book, Crying Wolf. Now, to put these numbers in context, a little over 7,000 hate crimes were reported by the FBI in 2017. And perhaps 8 to 10% of these are widely reported enough to catch the eye of a national researcher. Okay, we're going to take a phone call. Robert in London, aloha. Robert, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Yes, good. Hi, afternoon. I've been listening to all the war talk, etc. My comment is, to my personal knowledge, the question, what is wrong with America, is a 50-year-old question. And the question number two, which will bring down America? Is it the economic collapse that causes a military collapse, or is it a military collapse that causes an economic crash? Which goes, military defeat or economic crash? Which goes first? And it's such a balance as to which one causes which. And I think that we're so close to finding out very soon.
I think you're absolutely right. We know that all the economic indicators put out by the government are fiction. And certainly out here in Hawaii, we are already starting to see major inflation. The sticker shock at the local Safeway is just, it's insane. You know, there are things we no longer buy simply because we cannot afford them anymore. And that's how tight
sure.
it is. And but you know, when people start going hungry, that's when they're going to get angry. That's what happened over in France. We could see yellow vest protests. Well, there have already been yellow vest protests here in the United States, at least 20 of them. They don't get any coverage, though. As far as the future of the United States of America, in the future of the world, things look very dark. I wish I could be more optimistic. I would love to be more optimistic. You know, I'd love to say things are going to be great. We're all going to be living in Tomorrowland. But the United States has become this rogue warrior nation that is bent on simply conquering the rest of the world and living off the plunder. And if you remember, every empire throughout history, it's great for the emperors, and it's pretty bad for everybody living underneath them. Whether that was Alexander's empire or the Roman Empire or the Byzantine Empire. Empires are only good for the emperors.
Yeah. Well, I am very concerned about the future, and I actually think it's really black. I don't want to explain why, but I could. But I don't think you want to hear stuff. I was at once at a conference, an AI talk about the quality of the AI and computers writing poetry and stuff.
Yes.
And I was sitting down to somebody, and I said, AI is going to go a long way from here, and I can explain to you what I think is in the future for AI. And you are, and in 3 minutes, you are going to get up from the table and walk away because it's too tough. And sure enough, 3 minutes later, he got up and walked away. But his girlfriend was still sitting there, so she got another few more minutes of tough talking. It's really dark, I can assure you. Really, really dark.
Well, any tool can be used. Any tool can be used for a good purpose or a bad purpose. And AI, I think they're already talking about using it for military application, and that's a very, very dark purpose.
You bet. You bet. Absolutely. It is the death of man. I'll tell you, it is the death of man. Yeah. Well, it's not really the death of man, but it really is a machine against mankind. It really is. I can give you the Bible verse if you want, but that's, you know, there we go. You've heard the Bible verses already, but it's there.
Okay, I'm having trouble hearing you. Can you put your mouth a little closer to the microphone on the telephone?
Yes, okay. Okay. I think, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you now, yes.
Okay, I think I've got the wire on my phone. Yeah, like I say, I believe in Bible prophecy, and I believe that what it's saying is that the world is going to be so hugely different. And I really believe in the giving way of the Western world to the new empire of Russia. That's what I believe. And I believe in the retaking of what was the Iron Curtain
okay,
country.
Robert, I'm sorry to have to do this to you, but we...
Yeah, I understand you.
Yeah, we got to take another commercial break here. All right, have a good day. Thank you for the call. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And there's an interesting story coming out of Michigan. Apparently, police have arrested Nikki Jolie, who is a transgender activist. And they've accused Jolie of burning down her own home in a hate crime hoax. And this Nikki Jolie organized a series of pro-LGBTQ events and initiatives in the socially conservative town. And they say, police are saying she intentionally set fire to their own residence in 2017. Five pets died in the inferno, and the FBI investigated the incident as a hate crime, given that Jolie had allegedly received threats prior to the fire. But when police investigated, they discovered it was a hoax. And Jolie was just trying to get national attention to advance their career. Now, hate crime hoaxes occasionally get exposed, but many times they succeed. What if they're all hoaxes? Ever think about that? Over at the Covington Catholic High School, the attorney representing Nick Sandman is out for blood, and he's getting ready to start filing defamation lawsuits, and he's looking at HBO's Bill Maher for defamatory statements against Nick Sandman. And these comments came after Sandman filed a lawsuit against the Washington Post over its coverage of the student's encounter with the Native American elder at the Lincoln Memorial. And attorney Linwood told Fox News that in addition to the Post, his legal team is also looking at other outlets, including CNN. Now, in the case of the corporate media, you're going to have to overcome the absence of malice argument. Did they intend to defame and misinform? I don't think that applies in the case of Bill Maher. He may be in some real trouble there. Article coming on out of Unst.com. The Atlantic Bridge, which is a German front organization set up by Washington to propagandize Germans to serve Washington, has failed in the job. The latest survey conducted by the front group shows that 85% of Germans are still alienated from the United States. The front group's chairman acknowledged the great loss of trust in the United States. By a margin of 2-1, Germans see China as a more reliable partner for Germany than the United States. Okay, we're going to take another phone call. Joe in California, aloha. What's on your mind?
Mike, in reference to this case in Michigan, I believe it was Michigan, with this transgender.
Yes.
You know, haven't they suffered enough? I mean, let's you know, I think the community and that socially conservative community should pitch in, buy him a new house and five new pets.
I'm sure that he probably had insurance on the property before he did it. And thank you for the call. We got to take a break for station identification.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You're listening to to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.